Baltimore said farewell to local rap artist Tyrese Watson, known as Lil Scooter, yesterday, celebrating his life and legacy. Scooter was shot and killed last Saturday as he was leaving a peace rally at Morgan State University. There was the funeral in Park Heights and a community repast in West Baltimore, where WYPR's Kenneth Burns talked to folks who remembered how Scooter represented the city through his life and through his art.
It was a New Orleans-style farewell. A somber funeral at Empowerment Temple in the morning, and an upbeat community repast at Pennsylvania and McMeekin in the afternoon. But instead of jazz, the music was hip-hop, and the threat of rain was not going to stop anything.
And just for the record, if you go on the record, it's not raining out here for real. We partying in the rain. Just let y'all know, so don't try to deep out. We're going to party right here in the rain. Everything is going to blow over.
The rain held off, and the crowd celebrated Lil Scooter. Here are some reasons why, starting with Daniel Burton.
Well, he was a young artist that came up in Baltimore that really took the youth and the new generation and, you know, like advocated for them, talked about their daily lives and the things that they went through his music, his sound, his, you know, his swag, as they would say. He was, you know, he was a good guy.
Dejanay Woodson was in jail the day Scooter was killed and was released the day of his vigil. For him, Scooter was a motivator.
He came from nothing for real. Like, you see his neighborhood. Like, he used to be a bum back in the G. He showed you that you can make it out. You feel me? You gotta believe in yourself. I decided I'm gonna jog for 2 years. Get my trade as an RN. Gonna be a doctor. Get my high school diploma while I'm in there.
The repast was about positivity and healing for people who held Scooter in high regard. Police officers took part in the celebration. They brought water for the coolers and charcoal for the grill. Commissioner Kevin Davis said it was important for him and his department to be here.
Well, I think it's important for people to see me personally as the head of this organization, but it's more important for them to see police officers who patrol their communities interact with them in a respectful way each and every day. So that's why you see police officers out here now, and we're here just to be peacekeepers.
And interact they did. One officer took pictures. Others waited in the food line for burgers and hot dogs to come fresh off the grill of Dwayne Shorty Davis, a community activist who makes his living by cooking. And he doesn't mind sharing his craft where there is positivity in the community.
I cook for the homeless. I cook anywhere. I do free books and barbecue. We've given away over 100,000 books in 8 years.
Shorty says he wants the image of Baltimore from The Wire to change and to see young people improve their lives.
I want the young people to learn that they can come to the older people and see there's a better way of life. To do better, you got to see better. And that's the only way you're going to change. We got to show them better.
As Lil Scooter's tunes blast through the speakers that were covered by plastic in case it rained, young people as well as some older people were dancing in front of the DJ. The MC asked people to put 2 fingers up for Lil Scooter, a son of Baltimore who not only remembered where he came from, but chronicled that life. I'm Kenneth Burns in West Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.